K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
I made a long time ago, I made a decision that I'm going to follow Jesus. Amen. And from that time on, my mind's been set on getting to where Jesus is. The Bible says he's gone away to prepare a place for us. And even though he's gone away to prepare that place, he's coming back to get us, to take us to that place. Are you ready to go? I said, are you ready to go? To that city called heaven. In the word of God, it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And I'm coming back and get you and put you in one of those mansions. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a city called heaven. City called heaven. City called heaven. Nobody else go, I'm going on. If my mother don't go, if my father don't go, if my sister or brother don't go, I'm going to journey on. I said I'm going to journey on. I'm determined in my mind that I must see Jesus. I must see Jesus for myself. If my mother don't go, I'll journey on. If my again. As you by now know, this is that noisy church, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple.
Hallelujah.
Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Song says that my mother, my sister, my brother, my husband, my wife, my children don't go. I'm going to journey on. Like I said, I love you, but I'll leave you. Because I got to see Jesus for myself. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, friends, this is Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We're located right here in Brooklyn, New York. And that's located at 2012 Fulton Street. And that's right here between Saratoga Avenue and Howard Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. We certainly do thank and praise God for this opportunity to be coming into your homes, into your cars or your places of business, wherever you are at this time listening to the sound of my voice. We thank God for you and you that have tuned into this radio station and on the internet. Friends, you're listening to a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. Lord, if I could just get folks to understand that one point right there. You don't have to pay no whole lot of money for your healing. You don't have to pay no whole lot of money for your deliverance. You don't have to pay no money for a word from the Lord. All you have to do is just have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle. Are you sick today? Are you suffering? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is a healer.
Yes, he is.
Amen. The world don't believe it, but that don't stop him from healing.
Hallelujah.
He's still doing what he did over 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We had our own Apostle Wilson and our Elder James Wilson. They're here with us today visiting all the way from Delaware.
Yes, Lord.
And all the way from the state of Delaware.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And they come up here to Brooklyn, New York with a testimony of victory.
Yes.
Amen. Our Pastor Wilson's mother was sick in the hospital.
Yes.
And they wasn't expecting her to live.
Yes, Lord.
But I tell you, when she called up and got the saints to praying,
hallelujah.
Jesus Christ is a prayer answering Savior.
Yes.
If you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. Call him in the morning. Call him in the noonday. Call him in the midnight hour. Call him when you can't find nobody else to call him. He will. I said he will. He will answer prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for Jesus today. He's one that will answer you when you call him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, before we go any further in this program, I'm going to call on Jesus for you. You might be sick and suffering. You might not know what to do next. The doctors might have given you up. They might have told you that there's no hope for you. But listen, Jesus, there's hope in Jesus. Some of you, they done put you off in hospice.
Yes.
And said, oh, well, just wait until your time run out.
Yes, Lord.
But Jesus is saying,
yes,
you can live.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I come that you might have life.
Yes.
That you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Listen, my friends, ain't no time to die now.
Yes.
It's time now to look to Jesus.
Yes.
The author and finisher of your faith.
Yes.
He's the radio right now, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, touch that radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. We're going to ask God to touch you today. And if you believe it, you'll find out that that condition that you had will be dissolved. Those blood clots that you're suffering with, God can melt them. That arthritis that you're suffering with, God can dissolve it.
Yes.
That heart trouble
yes.
that you've been tackled with, God can get it off of you. My God, bring your pressure down. Get the sugar out your blood. Heal your body and make you every bit whole. All over. Some of you right now are suffering with asthma. Oh my God. And you can hardly breathe. But I come today to tell you, Jesus can open up your airways so you can breathe freely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are depressed today. You're all despondent and you feel like there's nothing else that can help you. You done been to the doctor, the psychiatrist, and everybody, and you're still despondent. You done took all that medicine and you're still despondent. You're all drugged up, but you're still despondent. But Jesus, I said Jesus is gonna set you free today. Jesus wants you to put your mind on him. In his word, he said, thou who keepeth his mind on thee, you will keep him in perfect peace. Jesus is a healer. And he'll touch you today. Don't let the devil tell you that you got to stay sick. Don't let the devil tell you. You know, folks nowadays, everything they say, well, we all got to leave here with something. No, you don't. You ain't got to leave here with nothing. All you got to do is take your last breath and go right on over into the arms of Jesus. Don't believe that lie that you got to die with some kind of sickness. No, you don't have to die with no sickness.
That's right.
Jesus Christ said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, he is a healer. In spite of what folks say, he is a healer. Hallelujah. So therefore, in light of that, my friends, I ask you again, why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time when it's just Jesus? Just Jesus can heal you today. Just Jesus. Just Jesus. When your burden, his name relieves. Jesus. Oh, dark clouds may rise, and it may bring tears to your eyes. Oh, Jesus, my heavenly Father, he satisfied. Don't you know? My voice. Some are sick, Lord. Some are in pain. Some of the doctors done gave them up. But Jesus, you're a doctor that never lost a case. We know you're able to touch these bodies right now. Yes! Jesus, right now we ask you, stretch forth your mighty hand. Knock the devil out. Come Come on out of here, Satan. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. I plead the blood of Jesus, commanding you to take your hands off of these people. Loose your hold and come out of here. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, touch these people everywhere. Heal their bodies, Lord. Heal all manner of diseases. Heal all manner of sickness, Lord. Move the pain. Move the misery, Lord. Somebody today, Lord, is despondent. Somebody, Lord God, is not ready to commit suicide. I rebuke that suicide demon right now. You lying devil, take your hands off of that individual right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, give them people a peace of mind. Let them set their mind on you. Jesus, right now, show your divine power, Lord. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray that thou will heal everywhere. Deliver them in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we be so careful to give your name the praise. And all the glory shall be thine. Because we know it's you, Lord. Nobody but you. Just Jesus. We count these blessings in Jesus' name. It is done. Amen. Amen. Clap your hands and give the Lord a praise. God have me rise. And it may bring tears to your eyes. Oh, Jesus, my heavenly Father, be satisfied. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise here in the sanctuary. Thank God for healing these bodies everywhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you now, friends. We want to thank the Lord, amen, for this opportunity once more and again. We thank God for you and you and you, and especially you. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, the pastor of the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. And that's where all this noise is coming from.
Hallelujah.
Right here in Brooklyn, New York. Amen. Where we believe in making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Some churches you go in now, my Lord, you think you're in the library. They so quiet. In fact, some of them got a sign up with the finger to the mouth. Shh. But I tell you, when you come into the house of the Lord, you ought to come rejoicing with singing and thanksgiving and lifting up his name in praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, friends, we want you to write us. We'd love to hear from you. We thank God for so many of you who have already written us. Amen. From distant cities, and you were here in New York City. We thank God for you who are writing us. But we want to hear from some of the others of you that are listening. Send us your prayer request. We'll pray for you because we serve a prayer answering Savior.
Yes.
And his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Write us at Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. Zip code 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Those of you who would like to call us, you can reach us by telephone by dialing area code 212-406-3904. That's area code 212-406-3904. You can also reach us by email by emailing us at exodusheal@aol.com. That's exodusheal. EXODUSHEAL. exodusheal@aol.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now I want to make a special appeal today to those of you who are listening and those of you who want to enjoy our broadcast. I thank God for you. We need you to help us, my friends, to keep these broadcasts coming to you on these various radio stations. We're not on just the station you're listening to us on. We're on different stations throughout the nation. And we ask you to help us. Help me preach the gospel. Help me get the word of God out.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
There's so many charlatans out there nowadays. They're hiding behind the Bible. But a lot of them are not real.
Come on.
Amen. Yes. But God got some real people that's on the air.
Yes,
and I'm one of them.
Yes,
so we ask you, my friends, to write us and send in your donation. Whatever you can send, it'll be greatly appreciated.
Yes. Yes.
Make your check or money order out to Exodus Healing Temple. Amen. Exodus Healing Temple. And send it off to us at Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Some of you can send $20 this week. That ain't a whole lot of money. When you done bought a bottle of Pepsi Cola and a loaf of bread, your $20 is just about gone.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory to
God.
Glory.
Hey. Yeah. Now those you that are listening to us here on radio, the audience here at Exodus is laughing because my usher done bought me a bottle of Pepsi and set it up here for me to have a drink after service. So so she done broke her $20 bill.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, you and Ken, do write us a speak. Send us an offering. Help us, amen, to keep the broadcasts on the air. Whatever you can send, it'll be greatly appreciated. Again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you will, just for a moment, get your Bibles and go with us to the 44th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 44th chapter, and we want to look at the 6th verse, praise God, and the 8th verse. That's Isaiah, the 44th chapter, the 6th and 8th verse. And we find these words recorded for our reading. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no other. In the 8th verse it says, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. And let me just stop right there and admonish you, my friends. God knows everything. So if he says he knoweth not any, and he's already declared that there's no other God but him, that means there's no other. Hallelujah. Hear the word of God is coming to Isaiah. Amen. And Isaiah is speaking as God has inspired him to speak. And he's prophesying and said, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, the Lord of hosts, praise God. He's the first and the last. If he's the first and the last, that means there's nobody before him and there's nobody after him.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We find people are serving gods today that, came afterwards. They weren't the first because there were some gods before them. They're serving all types of gods that's not really God. And they don't realize that there's only one God.
One God.
And you can't call him what you want to call him. He's got a name. Some people say, well, you know, we all serve the same God. We just call him different. No, we all serve the one God, and he's got a name. Just like everybody can't call you what they want to call you.
Amen.
I got a friend right now. When we was kids, we called him a certain name. And after he got grown, he starts saying the name is such and such.
Don't
call me that no more. Amen.
Amen.
So, in other words, I got a name. Y'all was calling me by a nickname when we was kids, but I got a birth certificate name. I got a government name. Hello. Call me by my name. And that's the same thing that Jesus is saying. I got a name. You can't call me Buddha. You can't call me Muhammad. You can't call me none other but the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the word of God, it says that Jesus was coming.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Saying the woman that you espoused to name Mary is going to have a son.
Uh-huh.
And you are to call that son's name Jesus.
Yes.
Don't call him Bubba.
Uh-huh.
Don't call him Pookie.
Uh-huh.
Don't call him Junebug. Uh-huh. But call his name Jesus.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
My friends, today I come today to tell you that God has a name.
Yeah.
And his name Jesus. It's not Allah, but it's Jesus, the Jehovah God that created the world, the Jehovah God that formed man out of the dust of the ground and blew into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. There's none other. I said there's none other than Jesus. In the times past, he was known as Jehovah God. He come on down through 42 generations and began to let his name be known as Jesus. Jesus. That name Jesus is above every other name. That name Jesus. Devils tremble. That name Jesus. Devils got to flee. That name Jesus can get your body healed.
Jesus.
authority. Oh, my God. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus looked down in the times of time and saw where we were in sin. We were polluted in our own blood. He said, I'm going to prepare myself a body. And I'm going down there as a sacrificial lamb. Yeah. I'm going to let the very same ones that I created. I'm going to let the very same ones that I made. I'm going to let them spit on me. I'm going to let them slap me. I'm going to let them call me a devil. But I'm going, I said I'm going to the cross of Calvary because there's no other God but me. I'm the only one that can get man out of this trouble. Say yeah. There's no other God. I said there's no other God but Jesus. He died for you and I. He shed his precious blood. Oh, my friends, let me tell you something. Folks are serving a lot of gods that are not true. They're serving gods that can't move unless somebody moves them. They're serving gods that can't open their mouth. They're serving gods that was made by man. So the God is less than a man. Because it was made by man. Say yeah. But our God, whose name is Jesus, he's the only one that died and lived again. Muhammad lived. Muhammad died. But he didn't get up again. But Jesus, I said Jesus, he died and he come back for you and I. Saved us from our many sins. Say yeah. Say yeah. Jesus is alive today. Why is he alive? Because there's no other God but him. Lift your hands and shout glory. There's no other God but Jesus. I said there's no other God but Jesus. If you want to get saved, he's the only savior. Yeah. If you want to be healed, he's the only healer. Yeah. If you want to be blessed, he's the only blesser. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. Give the Lord a hand clap. There's no other God. I tell you, there's no other God but God himself. And he's known to the world today as Jesus. Men are rejecting him. But the Bible says the very chief cornerstone that men are rejecting. Ah, the very stone that's become a stumbling to them. He is the cornerstone. What do you mean by the cornerstone? Well, no, he's not like the cornerstone that we know today. Here in America, when we see a cornerstone, it has the date engraved into it at the corner of the building, saying this was when the building was erected. Ah, but the cornerstone that's spoken of in the Bible, it sits in the middle of the archway, and all the other stones leans against that one stone. And if you take that cornerstone out, the rest of the building will crumble. What are you trying to say, Brother Lawrence? If you take out Jesus, everything you got gonna crumble. If you take out Jesus, everything you set your hand to do is gonna come to naught.